This is program number LW2639. You know, there are some teachers that really just stand out. Hi, this is Larry West. I remember looking back at my own childhood days, there were some teachers that made a deeper impression on me than others did. I remember them, while I have forgotten the others, some teachers really stand out. But you know who the most outstanding teacher is of us all? It's the teacher whose name is, now are you ready? Experience. The teacher of experience is the teacher that teaches us the most. We learn by living. In fact, living is the greatest part of learning. Now, you can have teachers who teach all kinds of subjects, who tell and talk and teach and point, but it's only when we learners experience it that it begins to sink in. For example, look back in your own life. How did you learn to drive a car? While there might have been someone who talked and pointed and maybe did a little screaming and hollering, it was really the teacher called experience that taught you the most, right? The same goes for simple things like washing dishes or making beds, even all the way to difficult things like accounting or welding or even rearing children. And speaking of rearing children, the parent can tell and talk and teach and point, and all that will do some good, but it's the teacher named experience that teaches our children the most. And you know, I sometimes wonder what it is that we're teaching our children. It is for sure they are learning something. They learn it because of what they hear us as parents say and what they see us parents do. And sometimes it's only when we come to the bitter end that we find out what our children have been learning all along the way. For example, when caught for speeding one day, a little Johnny saw his dad give the patrolman a $5 bill with his driver's license. And his dad said, "It's okay, son. Everyone does it." When Johnny was 8, he watched his Uncle George fudge on his income tax return. And his uncle said to him, "It's okay, Johnny. Everyone does it." When Johnny was 12, he was out playing a game of softball one day. He threw the ball to home base, dropped his glasses, and stepped on them. They broke. But his Aunt Frances persuaded the insurance company that the glasses were stolen, and they collected enough money for a new pair. His aunt told him, "It's okay, Johnny. Everyone does it." When Johnny was 15, his football coach showed him how to block the opponent and grab his shirt illegally at the same time. They practiced it and practiced it. And the coach told him, "It's okay, Johnny. Everyone does it." When he was 16, he took his first summer job at the market. His assignment was to put the overripe or half-rotten tomatoes at the bottom of the basket and the good ones on the top. And you know what his manager told him? You guessed it. "It's okay, Johnny. Everyone does it." When Johnny was a freshman in college, one of the upperclassmen offered him the answers for his final exam for only $10. "It's okay, Johnny. Everyone does it." The teacher of experience is the most outstanding teacher that we'll ever have. If a child lives with criticism, he learns to condemn. If he lives with hostility, he learns to fight. If he lives with fear, he learns to be apprehensive. If he lives with pity, he learns to feel sorry for himself. If he lives with cheaters, he learns to cheat. On the other hand, though, if a child lives with encouragement, he learns to be confident. If he lives with tolerance, he learns to be patient. If a child lives with praise, he learns to be appreciative. If he lives with acceptance, he learns to love. If a child lives with honesty, no matter what the price, he learns what it is to be honest. What happened to Johnny? Well, he forked over the $10 and bought those answers for his final exam, and he was caught and sent home. And here's the surprising thing. You know how his parents responded? "Johnny, how in the world could you have done this to your mother and me?" I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, two words, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.